Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Blessed Be Your Name, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The God Who Holds You Together, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, or walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering.
I'll say,
blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out,
Bibles. I'm in the book of Genesis again. Yep. Back there again. And today we're dealing with chapter 1 again, verses 26 down through verse 31. That brings us pretty much to the end of chapter 1. And we've got some, you think, man, preacher, if it's taking you this long to get through just these few verses in the book of Genesis, are we going to be on this study all year long? I don't know. I'm working on another great series that will last for a few weeks that we'll be launching here soon, but I pray will be a challenge to your heart. But today we're dealing with this subject, and it's very important because I contend so many people do not have Genesis down. They don't understand. They don't understand in the beginning God. They don't understand what happened in Genesis and the creative acts of God. And we just kind of flippantly, you know, we think, well, it's kind of like John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You know, we memorize these scriptures and everybody knows in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. But do we realize what happened in that creative act? Do we realize what happened in those things that would follow what God did? And it's important that we grasp, understand, and today really get a meaning today of what God's trying to reveal to us in these portions of Scripture. I'm talking today about the God who holds you together. You ever felt like you was falling apart? You ever felt like your world was falling apart? You ever felt like you was losing a grip on things? You ever felt like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do? I'm telling you, you got a God who holds you together. And whatever you're going through, facing, and encountering in life, you've got a God. Here's the deal. If you've got the Lord in your heart, you've got a God who's on your side. Amen. And not only do you have a God who's on your side, but you've got a God who will hold you together. Even when you think, man, I'm busting at the seams, I'm about ready to fall apart, it's God who carries you through those places and times and gives you the help that you need. You can depend upon the Lord today. Well, yeah, we are here again in the book of the beginning, the book of Genesis, in this fantastic book that brings us to a place of simply declaring in the very opening word, verse 1, in the beginning God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God gives us a beginning? And aren't you glad that even more importantly, God gives you a new beginning, a creation of you've been created in His image, but now the rebirth, the recreation, where you come to Christ and receive Him into your heart and your life. In Genesis, it's what we know as the creation by the Creator, and that Creator is God Himself. Not evolution. Not what's being taught today in our classrooms and books that basically clutter up so many homes and lives with this idea of evolution. It's an idea that's a false idea. Not only that, but the Big Bang Theory or any other scientific theories today that has absolutely no meaning. See, here's the deal. People don't want to acknowledge and recognize there is a God. They don't want to recognize and give honor to His name. They don't want to receive Him. They want to have their own life and live any way that they want to live and do anything that they want to do. Well, let me tell you today, if you're living apart from God, you're living substandard of what living can always be about. And that's the fact today, you've got a God who not only, He does not put you down, He's a God that brings you up and lifts you up. As David said, He inclined unto me and He heard my cry and He brought me up out of a miry clay, out of a pit, out of the place of bondage. He's the God of deliverance today. Now, when you, what you believe about God, you know, about where you came from, it will also affect other ideas and areas of your living. Basically, three things that will affect in your life. One, the meaning of life. You know why people have such a distorted meaning of life? You know why we have such a prevalence of abortion going on within our nation and across the world? Because people has not understood the meaning of life. God is the giver of life. Amen. Secondly, how you live life. How are you living your life today? I hear so many Christians, I hear so many people saying, well, you know, it's a tough world. It is. And I'm just trying to get by, hang on, get through. No, you're not. Because you don't have to live that way. We have accepted the mentality of the world that that's the way living is. But that's not the way God said living is. God can have us living in the abundance if we'll today will walk in the abundance of the freedom that He has provided for us today. So realizing that the first thing was simply this, the meaning of life. The second thing is how you're living your life. And third, where you're headed. Where are you headed? Well, you know, I'm just on my course in life, just taking it one day at a time, and that's great. But let me tell you, I know where I'm headed today. And I know who's on my side. And I know who's charting and is the compass of my life and who's directing or orchestrating my life. So if you believe mankind is the product of evolution, then today that will affect the values today that you put on human life. We did not evolve. And today, I don't care what science says, I don't care what anyone else says, I go by what the God of all wisdom says, that you were created in the image of God. And so therefore today you did not evolve. Thank God we did not come from monkeys. Thank God that we didn't come from any other life form of that nature today, that we came from God, that we were made by Him in His image. Also today, if you believe that mankind is the product of evolution today, the way you think about the world will be distorted. You know, today, when you get the mind of Christ in you, you'll think about the way God thinks. And that's what Paul said, that we should desire to have the mind of Christ. Well, see, if you got Christ in your heart and your life, He's going to get in your mind and in your thinking and in your words and in your deeds and in your actions and every part of your life today. Amen. And not only that, but today, if you believe mankind is the product of evolution today, it will affect today the value of your ethics today. We're living in a world that basically has gone south, that has no ethics today, has no values today. Folks, we are in dangerous times. Instead of honoring mankind as a little lower than the angels, you're lowering mankind to be a little higher than the apes when you embrace that mentality of evolution. Well, you know, preacher, they're teaching that and they're giving that in the classrooms and their kids are being taught that. It doesn't make it right. Our kids, and I contend today, we today need equal rights in our school. If they're going to teach something that is detrimental and contrary to the truth, we need the truth given to our kids. They need to hear about a Bible, a creative act that God made, where God made us in His image. Now that comes with great significance and great importance today. The issue of creation isn't a matter of how we came to exist. It's a worldview issue today about who reigns and who has a ultimate authority today, man or God. Now, who has authority today? Well, you know, we've got people that are very influential and affluent in our government and our society today. They're not God. No man is God. God is God alone, amen. And there's none His equal, amen. Listen, I've got the answer today, and the fact is, as God's Word declares, and as today our living can declare, we today can declare that our God reigns. I don't care what you're going through in or facing today, our God still reigns. I don't care what the world is saying or any other group or party or association or whatever today may say, well, our God is a God who reigns. He's the God that caused the sun to shine this morning. He's the God that awakened you today to a new day. He's a God that's always there for you. He's a God that does not make any blunders, mistakes, or errors in life. God has never had to explain why things happen, because God is a perfect God and He'll work a perfect will. And we've got to grasp the fact today that we have a God who is reigning over all things. You say, but the world is in a bad shape. It's because man has tried to take the authority away from God. And we will not recognize He is the one true living God. And He's our only help. He is our only hope. So we've got a God today who reigns. A God who's on the throne. Amen. And that being the case, Isaiah the prophet proclaimed, he said, God reigneth. I mean, that's just to the point and says it like it is. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.